It's not that we change, but it's the situations, circumstances, and challenges that we go through that change. And as they change, we also change how we handle them due to the experience we have earned along the journey. But although we have gained experience, knowledge, and skills, we have unfortunately lost morality, respect, dignity, people around us, and ourselves, because
this is a broken world.
In this broken world, we go through a lot of hardships. We lose a lot of friendships. We lose a lot of relationships. Sometimes we get used for courtships, but we still have faith in the Lord we worship. Our parents fail to give us attention, so we do all the bad things seeking for attention. The anger we live with leads us to regression. We hide a pain inside us, living in judgment prevention. We get controlled by our emotions, easy leading us to temptations. We end up drinking and smoking just to numb the pain. We lost our shine, making us feel dull and pain. We don't even try at all cause we're scared to fade. Music helps us feel like the pain will fade. All we ever wanted was to fit in and be loved, but we are just misfits, so we just get left. It's painful not having someone to tell you happy birthday. It's painful not having a father to tell happy Father's Day. It's painful not having a mother to tell happy Mother's Day. It's painful not having someone to share your resolutions on resolution day. It's painful not receiving a gift on Christmas Day. It's painful not being able to smile on New Year's Day. It's fine not getting a lovely message on Valentine's Day. But it's painful not being hugged by a parent on Family Day. It's painful having your rights violated on a Human Rights Day. It's painful feeling unchained on Freedom Day. It's stressful losing friends on Youth Day. It's agitating that women still get abused, raped and murdered on Women's Day. It's agitating that kids still get abused and bullied on Children's Day. It's shameful not expressing your culture on Heritage Day. It's a pandemic that women and children are murdered every day. We still feel the wrath of segregation and apartheid in a country of democracy. Men still make women feel the wrath of bureaucracy. It's like only one gender is entitled to leave a legacy. People kill each other for their life policy. Every day, young girls lose their dignity, all because of manipulated or forced intimacy. They lose their sanity when they have to choose to keep or terminate the pregnancy. Reality is that keeping it comes with a lot of responsibility. Scornity is that terminating it brings the iconicity of inhumanity. Justice doesn't get served because of doctor, patient, and attorney-client confidentiality. People get judged and killed for expressing their sexuality. It's impossible, but people still try to dodge reality. The pain has become one's insecurity. People get destroyed for mistaking fake love for true love. Nowadays, people get married for money instead of love. We're hiding pain to the point that we even fake a laugh. We sad, but we still fake a smile. We pretend things are fine when they aren't fine. We act normal in situations that are abnormal. We act formal on conditions that are informal. We see each other's bruises, but we don't see the scars. But we still have hope that one day we shall shine like stars. We still believe that one day our fears will shall surpass. We still have faith that one day this pain shall pass. We still have faith that one day everything will fall into the past. But our main wish is that the process will be fast.
Broken world, what a broken world.